Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Hardball topics. Quick fire delivery.
Nothing. Nothing.
You had like a perfect opportunity there to say like, oh, it's Best in Show, Best in Show Radio. Like, it would have been great. I shot something, he shot something, you had a moment. Know what you did? Crapped on a moment.
Crapped on a moment. Welcome to Best in Show Radio.
I like what you did there.
Which one?
Shoot crap.
On the Heroes Talk Radio Network, the thing to do with the ears and the place to be. My name is Keith.
So stupid, but that killed me.
I really thought you were going to stop the show there because of how your feelings on mouth noises. And
it was repulsive, but it was really fun. His name is Keith. He's in the high chair, which means he's more important than anybody else here on the show. To his right, that's his friend Chris. Hi, everybody. What's up with you? To my left, that's James. He doesn't know how to drink very well, but he's a sharp dresser and got quite a head of hair.
Yes, that's true. That's accurate.
All right, I'm going to take it back now, if that's okay with you.
I wish you would have taken it back 10 minutes ago.
If you want to reach us, send us a Hey Guys at heyguys@bestinshowradio.com.
We want shopping lists.
See, I told you shopping lists would be good.
Only if you don't pay taxes.
Send us your shopping list. I don't get the tax thing. You explained it to me earlier and I still don't get it. But anyway, send us questions, topics, whatever you want. You know how to use email. Speaking of, we got one right here. Ignacio in St. Louis. Ignacio or Ignacio? Ignacio, right?
County?
No, C. It's a C and you pronounce it C. He just wrote St. Louis, so I'm assuming he means Missouri. Ignacio in St. Louis, Missouri, says,
"Do you know for a minute there, I really got confused as to there whether there was another another St. Louis, but it's Kansas City that there are two different ones of, right?"
Yeah, that's what confused me too initially.
Okay, and are there two different Kansas cities?
Yeah, there's one in Kansas.
Or they're in the same place, and they're in the middle of a state.
They're divided?
I believe so. I could be completely wrong, but
that would make sense. But I don't.
Well, you know what? At this point, if you're watching this on video, we're showing you something on the screen right now that explains the answer because I'll figure it out and know it when we do the editing.
But I don't
figure it out by looking up a map.
Right,
but
we're not going to do it now in the middle of talking.
It's going to show for the rest of the show that we really don't know. It's going to.
It's embarrassing.
It's going to shine through.
Well, maybe you should have paid more attention in school.
Or maybe we should distract the listeners by answering the question.
Good idea.
Ignacio in St. Louis says, "Hey guys, who do you listen to when it comes to music reviews?"
Who do you listen to?
I think what he means is, who do you listen to?
Like, whose advice do you take?
I guess, yeah, like whose record reviews do you like?
Does he mean like a professional or like people you know?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me ask him. Ignacio.
Wait a minute. See what you did there was a little bit aggressive and a little bit mean. I was asking you, Keith.
I felt it was appropriate.
Keith, what is your interpretation of what Ignacio means there?
Well, thank you, Chris. Let me explain. I think...
Why are you thanking me? I didn't give you anything. I'm asking you something.
Because you were finally a gentleman.
Oh.
I believe Ignacio wants to know if...
I believe Ignacio, too.
I think he's a lying son of a bitch.
Okay.
I just want to know if the peanut's going to fall off the OxyClean.
If you keep shaking the table, it will.
Yeah, quit vibrating. It'll be great.
It's all over.
I make you nervous?
I don't know what's happening, but I believe Ignacio wants to know whose reviews we like to listen to. Personally, Ignacio...
Yes, that's what he said.
So I agreed with you.
That's a wild interpretation.
I asked a blatant question, and you said, and because I didn't ask the question properly, then I restated it in a nice way, and your answer to that question was to restate the question. Does he mean professional reviewers or people that we know? What do you think he means, Keith? Well, I think he wants to know about reviews. Oh, okay. Thanks. Thanks for clearing that up. It's as clear as mud now.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you mean, like, do I go to Rolling Stone and see what they say? Do I go to the Aquarian and see what they say there? Or do I call Keith and say, dude, what album from 1964 should I listen to?
You're not going to listen to me if I tell you what
a lot of responsibility comes with the high chair and reading the email. It's your responsibility to interpret it and turn it into a question.
What is it my responsibility to interpret it?
You know what? I don't fully agree with that. But when we're talking about music reviews, I would defer to you.
Well, I would say
you're the music guy on the show, I think, a little bit more than James is.
I would say this, Ignacio. You should absolutely listen to me when it comes to what you should listen to musically. But all right, I don't know what he means. It's a good question. So I'm going to go ahead and say... He means professionally.
Well, I don't care what he means.
Because he called it reviews.
Because I don't read any or listen to any professional reviews.
Well, that's why I was asking, because the whole problem then is I really don't know.
I would just sit here quietly and let Keith rattle off.
I have a problem with reviews, because first of all, a huge problem I have with people professionally reviewing music, and I know that Rolling Stone magazine probably isn't as popular a source for music reviews anymore as it once was, but there's a lot of... I guess it may still be to an extent, but there's a lot of...
Rolling Stone is the only reason I know about Conor Oberst and Bright Eyes.
But that's a while back.
Yeah, I understand.
Still, I don't know if there's still that... Only because of the internet, but what's the difference? The magazine's on the website, so... There's a Pitchfork, is that probably, the most popular review site? I don't read them, but...
It's a label.
Is it Pitchfork? I don't know.
I've heard of Pitchfork Media.
Yeah, I think Pitchfork is a website that reviews music. But the problem I have with music reviews is I've gone back and I've bought or listened to albums that initially got negative reviews. Like, there was a couple of albums The Cure did later on, like in the last 15 years or so, that I ignored. Or even back in the late 90s, because I thought, well, you know, I heard a song that didn't grab me at first, and I read a review, and the review was bad, so you know what, yeah, I guess I was right, this album sucks. I went back, listened the proper amount of times, which is an important point here, and I said, oh wow, you know what, this album's actually really good.
What is the proper amount of times?
You cannot, I personally do not believe you can properly judge music. Now, okay. I know. I go all around. This is how I do. I do not believe you can properly judge music on one listen. Now, you can listen to a song and know that you can know you're not going to like something. You can know maybe that it's not your style of music. If you don't like modern rap, modern pop rap, and you listen to something that just came out and it falls right into that category, there's a good chance you're going to know immediately that you don't like it. Fair enough. But you can't listen... If your job is to review music and a lot of different types of music, I don't see how you can listen to a record once or scan through it and properly judge it and go out and tell people, no, this record is crap.
Do you feel about food? Is one taste, one bite enough?
I understand the idea of an acquired taste, but yeah, in general, I think when you taste something, you'll know whether or not you like it or not.
I think the same thing. You can listen to something.
I'd like to do a throwback.
Okay.
Remember like 2 minutes ago when I asked you what the proper amount of listens was? You still haven't given us the answer. What is it? You said
three.
One isn't enough.
Three.
That's all you've said. Three listens?
Okay. And I understand that's a lot of music to listen to. To listen to something, listen to an album, not like it, listen to it again, and then listen to it a third time. I guess the second listen is key.
I would say two. I think three is a bit excessive.
I guess, and it is excessive, especially, as I said, if somebody's job is to review music. But you can't just listen to an album once, because some of my favorite albums ever, I didn't like the first time I listened to them. Because, I mean, if you love music, you know that songs need to build in your head. I don't know what the actual...
The medical term is called?
The medical term is, but you don't appreciate something the first time you listen to it as much as you do the second or third time. I mean, this is me anyway. I don't know if you guys agree, but...
But you can love a song the first time you hear it.
You can.
No, you. I'm asking about you. I know I can.
I can love... But there has to be something really...
You have to quote the song?
Yes, I do. And there has to be something really... either odd or catchy about it for me to really love it the first time. There's songs I've definitely heard that I've loved the first time I've heard them. And it's usually because there's something so catchy about the melody that it kind of sinks in the first time. Your smug smirk is starting to annoy the hell out of me right now, Chris, so I would like you to interject.
My smug smirk was when you said catchy, and I thought, like AIDS, the topic that we were going to talk about earlier and then didn't. That's what my smirk was
about.
Okay,
you had it.
Okay.
It takes a while to get used to it before you like it.
Yes. The concept of that first time, to me, is tremendous. That first time that you hear that first time that you're hooked by something, is tremendous to me. Do I feel like I get a full appreciation for an album, record, song from one listen? Probably not. But that, I'm sorry, Keith. Please.
I don't want to get away from something you just said is important though. You said the first time you hear that, the first time you get hooked by that.
Right.
To me personally, those are two very different things. I don't get hooked the first time I hear something. I get hooked after multiple listens. So that might be the reason it's different for me. I don't know if it's different.
I've been hooked on the first listen, and I've been hooked later. If it's something that's tremendous to me, I will generally immediately get hooked by it. That's me. I have a weird taste in music, though. I will be the first person to admit that I have really crap taste in music. Like, I like a lot of really bad stuff. I like a lot of stuff. I mean, like, I think it's great, obviously.
But is
Alkaline
it bad?
Trio.
Sure, I wasn't going to specify like bands, but I mean, like, I
don't like them at all. I don't ever want to listen to them, but I don't think they're bad because I don't think anything is good or bad.
Right. Okay. But yeah, I mean,
I know what you're saying. But.
Okay, so
things are bad.
What do you mean?
You don't think things are good or bad? No, there's bad stuff.
I guess there's some extremes, but
I don't agree with that.
What? That things can't or can be bad.
When we're talking about art, no, I don't think anything can be bad or good. There are things people like and there are things people don't like. I don't think there's any such thing as good or bad. Yeah, there's something that's not your taste, and you can hate it, and you can describe it as bad, but I don't believe it's inherently
bad. If someone thinks taking a crap in a box is art, you don't really think that's bad?
But that's art to me is a whole...
Well, music is art.
Yeah, but music is a specific form that I personally think there's not.
Like, well, yeah, maybe even the crap in the box. I don't know if somebody
It's not my taste, but
what about
there's some Yoko Ono songs.
There's some, but you don't think there's some that are bad?
I think there's some I don't enjoy listening to.
Wow, you guys are gay.
I think that's bad. I think you're using that word as bad.
You're happy.
The Death of Samantha is a great song, by the way. Ignacio, you should check that out. What about you? First listen?
I can.
But do you feel that it happens more Do you feel that it happens more?
It happened more. Now it seems to happen more that a few listens in.
Still part of the process to me when it's a band that you like.
Yes, that's what it comes down
is
to.
Is you have to go home and prepare and sit down and listen to the record with the little CD case open up in front of you.
Which is why the age of free downloads has also killed stuff to a big extent.
Then you could go to the lyrics website.
But it's ruined that first listen experience.
Also expectation. If you have this band that you love their last album, then a new album comes out, you're like, it's not the last album. It's kind of like, yeah, it's okay. And then eventually I'll listen to it more, and then I'll actually begin to love that record because I was, in the beginning, had an expectation for it based on the last album.
The Wombat's second record was such a disappointment to me because it wasn't the first record. Can't even listen to the first one anymore. The second one's so much better.
Well, it's been fun shaking your guys' hands all episode.
Thank you.
Come on, guys. For music. For music. We'll be right back.
Best in Show Radio. Bug Zapper Radio. DJ.
HearUsTalk.com.
Welcome back to Best in Show Radio on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. So Ignacio from St. Louis sent us a hey guys.
That was the last section.
In the last section, Ignacio from St. Louis.
We're in the new section!
Hey guys. And if you want to get in either section, send it to heyguys@bestinshowradio.com. And, oh no, I can't look at myself. James just placed a mirror in front of me and I can't stare at myself.
You look kind of good, right?
God, look at my chin.
I do, it's handsome.
I don't have another hey guys right now because I have a hey guys from last time. And what I mean by last time
is... Oh, we want to address this?
Yeah, I think we have to.
Okay, please do.
Last time, we had 4 Hey Guys, I believe. And
1 week ago.
And,
it was one short week ago.
One short week ago, right, I'm sorry. So we had 2 Hey Guys, and we discussed...
Could you explain it a little more confused? Because 1 week ago, we had 2 Hey Guys, but then it was 4 Hey Guys, and then it was good. All right, guys. We filmed some stuff. We filmed episodes. We were going to have them for you, and we had some technical difficulties. So, those episodes, poof.
By the way, you've reached the limit.
Of what?
Of pulling the words out of my mouth and shortening them.
Why? What do you mean?
We'll discuss that another time.
No, I want to discuss it now. That's more interesting to me. That's more interesting to me than this topic.
That's the second time that you felt the need to
abridge you and actually get the words out that you're just going to go this for.
Because I'm sure I'm doing it interruption-free as well.
Who's interrupting you?
Not this time. Impression is burning my eyes.
Nobody.
Must be.
Last week...
Oh, it's bad.
Teak in Monterey, California... sent us a question. He sent us a hey guys at heyguys@bestinshowradio.com. Unfortunately, our brilliant answer to Teak is gone forever. So now we're just going to have to give him a subpar answer. And that's the only reason.
Maybe this one will be better.
No. We solved all the world's problems in that show. Are you kidding me?
I don't even remember the topic.
Luckily for you.
Or the question.
I got it right here. He said, hey guys. What is the show's option, which we figured out meant opinion, on overparenting? Are there lines you won't cross? I feel like when somebody sends us a hey guys, we don't want to just say, hey guy, We lost your answer, so it's gone forever. So I guess we can address Teek's question again?
We can.
We can?
We can.
Overparenting, Teek. bad.
I'm going to say maybe my least favorite email that's ever come to our show. No disrespect, Teek. That's maybe the worst thing we've ever been asked. Overparenting. What is the question? What is your opinion on over anything? Of course the answer is it's bad.
No, not everything's bad that's over.
Like? Name one over that's good. Don't say over under.
Earning.
Okay, good point.
Next email that got ruined.
No. Is that really what we're doing? We're just going to recycle through all four of them?
Rapid fire.
And we still won't fill 15 minutes?
Overparenting, bad. What's next?
Somebody sent us an email from Marshall from Minnesota. We figured out that it was somebody pretending to be the character on How I Met Your Mother. He said, hey guys,
that's right.
My close friend Ted never gave me a wedding gift and I can't let it go.
Get over it. Next
how long should I hold this grudge?
Oh, yeah. Chris holds grudges.
In all honesty, I think holding grudges is fine. I think it's good. I think it's probably not healthy, but...
Isn't it overdoing it?
Well, that's good, right? Aren't all overs good?
No, just earning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing to hold a grudge. I mean, it's kind of petty, I'm sure, but I guess I'm kind of petty.
I think grudges are ridiculous. They're bad.
What if you're mad at somebody, though?
Well, you'd be mad at them. You get over it.
Well, maybe you don't want to get over it.
Then...
I know you're anxious right now to go next topic, but seriously,
don't be, because I don't have the other two.
I'm thinking
guys.
About specifics of people I knew who held grudges against people over stupid things, and then people died, and then grudges, and then you realize years later, oh, I was mad at him for knocking on my door too late at night, and I never got over it. And then you...
Well, that's a bad thing to hold a grudge over.
You know what I mean. Stupid things.
My aunt decided to get really drunk or maybe high the day of my wedding.
I remember very
yes,
clearly.
Yes, you were standing next to me on the altar. And actually, Keith, you were in the church as well, too, weren't you? Oh, you just came to the reception?
Yes.
He was
at work.
Okay.
I crashed the reception.
He still holds a grudge about that.
Oh, well, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? But yeah, and she was in her drunken whateverness.
State.
In her state, she said a lot of inappropriate things, and I wound up having...
During the ceremony.
Yeah, like in the church, during the ceremony, loudly, and it was just inappropriate. And we wound up having words over it, and when I tried to squash it the multiple times afterwards... We never met eye to eye on the on squashing things, and she passed away last year. And in a week, it would be my 10-year wedding anniversary. I didn't speak to her after the wedding. I held a grudge.
Do you have regrets about holding
grudge? I don't know how much you want to go into. I'm sorry.
Go.
You just asked something that I'm curious about. You said you tried to. You did speak to her again?
Like a couple days after my wedding, after I got back from my honeymoon.
I thought you meant down the road.
No, I tried to squash.
I was going
to
say that wasn't really holding a grudge. That means that you.
No, I tried to squash things at the beginning, and her last words to me that she ever said directed to me, other than when she picked up the phone because she used to live with my grandmother, when she said hello, I said, hello, can I speak to my grandmother, please? And she would just hand the phone to my grandmother. So other than her saying hello to me, the last words that she said to me, directed to me intentionally, were F you and F your wife. Those were her last words to me.
See, this made me think of another major family grudge. My mom did not talk to her mom for a good 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a point in between there where me and my sister would have to go, we would go see our grandmother, but my mother would have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
My mother also didn't talk to her own sister for 20 years. Neither one of them talked to the mother for 20 years. But my mom did wind up reconciling with my grandmother shortly before she passed away.
That's nice.
And I'm sure that that little bit of reconciliation, eased her mind. But
warmed the cockles of her heart.
Yeah. But the entire fight started over. This is when I was young and living in Brooklyn still.
I'm waiting for it to be that she knocked on the door too late at night.
Damn it. No, my grandmother used to take me and my sister to Manhattan to do things, museums, on the trains. If you don't know, the train system, the New York City subway in the 1970s was really, really...
sketchy?
Yeah. And my mom got into a fight with my grandmother. She didn't want her taking us on the trains, and they didn't speak for well over 20 years.
So you are personally responsible for ruining the relationship between your mother and her mother, if you think about it.
My sister.
Oh, okay. Good point.
You should. That's a grudge. That's a grudge right there.
Yeah. But, I don't think they don't really serve a purpose.
It's not that, I don't think...
I think you can be mad at someone, but...
But I don't think anyone goes in saying, I'm going to hold a grudge. They go in with whatever anger and or emotion that they have, and they stick with it because they feel it.
But
does anyone consciously decide, I'm going to keep doing this even though I don't want to? You think they consciously decide it?
I think anger to that level, that emotion cannot be sustained for that amount of time. At some point, the anger and the rage is gone, and you're just doing it because... I just choose to remain mad at them.
You've got a point there.
Absolutely.
You've got a point there.
I'm a person that doesn't ever hold grudges about anything.
Are you not mad at me from the beginning of the show for taking the words out of your mouth? Or are you still holding
grudges? That's not a grudge. We're still doing the show.
Oh, okay.
The Juan Samwell trade?
That's professional. The Scott Kazmir trade, I have a grudge.
You definitely do.
But I don't hold a grudge, and I just always end up not caring anymore, and it feels harder to keep that grudge going to me than it does to just let it go.
Well, to me it just wears off and it's like, I just don't care.
That's exactly it. You have to keep that, you have to try to keep getting fired up about something.
I might not ever have that person or whatever back in my life or back in the same capacity because I don't care, but I won't necessarily be pissed off at them or hate seeing
that was the question I was going to ask. Like, when you see that person, like, you don't get like that feeling in the pit of your stomach?
It's like, nah, I don't, you're dead to me, but I'm not killing you.
I've gotten that. Like, when I would see someone, I expect me like, oh God, no, I don't want to see them.
And it depends a lot on what causes it. Like, for the record, whatever your feelings are on the grudge you held, that was pretty severe stuff that was done.
In the grand scheme of things, is it?
In the grand scheme of things, nothing is important.
I mean, my marriage has failed. She should have made a mockery of it in the church.
Because I wanted to say that so bad.
Because the fact is, I mean...
That's where I thought you were going when you said what would have been my 10-year
wedding. Yeah, I mean, technically my 10-year wedding anniversary is in 2 weeks, because technically I am still married, but my plan is also to be divorced by the end of this year. So, I mean, like, in the next month, I'll be divorced. It doesn't make a difference. I got no problems with my ex-wife, by the way. She's a friend, and she's cool. But, our marriage doesn't mean anything.
I think I have family members right now that haven't spoken to each other since Election Day.
So wasn't that like a week ago?
Since Jimmy Carter was put into office.
Since the last presidential election.
Oh, because someone voted for Obama?
No, they just got into fights on Facebook, and to me, my family is are not they'll be the first to admit they're not they're on the stubborn side a bit. So, why is that funny?
No, I thought you were looking at me, making a face at me, like, well, what are you going to say? See from you now.
No, not at all. Just get rid of that grudge. It's over.
I never will.
Like the horror franchise.
I will never let go of it.
So to me, to me, that's just silly too. You know, to think that the grudge series.
Oh, okay.
Chris was asking James what the hell I'm talking about by horror franchise.
I was mouthing it quietly. It wasn't for the audio podcast listeners. It was.
I can't believe they are going to hold a grudge against you for trying to limit them. Keep them from hearing.
I hope they don't hold it against me. I hope they come back next week. Or, you know what? I hope they don't hold it against you two guys. They can hold it against me, but as long as they keep coming back to check out Best in the Show, that's okay, right?
Sounds wonderful. I'm sorry. I don't hold a grudge against you, because I kind of see where you're coming from, because I haven't been unable to talk this entire night.
It's okay.
It started with our ferry ride when I was...
Just look in the mirror.
Awesome.
No, you're
just
making it work.
Just talk to yourself.
No.
I'll talk to the camera and tell people, cocky socks, steamroller, roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio and on YouTube. 88, peace. See you next week. During this week, go to heroestalk.com/Amazon and buy yourself something nice. You'll be supporting the programs that support your entertainment or annoyance, as it may be.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is heroestalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.